Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, we're still watching that Hurricane Dorian, now back to a Category 3 storm as it's raking the southeastern U.S. seaboard early this morning, leaving tens of thousands without power, threatening to inundate low-lying coasts from Georgia to Virginia with a life-threatening storm surge after its deadly mauling of the Bahamas, at least 20 people dead there. It is the strongest hurricane on record there, with widespread devastation as we've been seeing these pictures from the flyovers, Alan.
David, this is, of course, going to be very hard for the folks down there. I know Roselle and I have traveled in the area, and we know that this is a potential disaster of the first order. Climate change is real. Whether this hurricane is a symptom of this climate change is anybody's guess, but you can't ignore it, and you can't figure that this is somehow happening serendipitously. It's not. It is part of a larger pattern, and we have a president of the United States who is either denying it or ignoring it. Climate change is the worst problem we have in this country. It's worse than nuclear potentials. It's worse than anything else because it could, in fact, wipe out large parts of the world as we know it. We know that. And yet, because it doesn't help a political agenda, we ignore it. Not only that, the enemy, as Pogo said, is us. We've met him. We ignore it. As a people, we don't care about it. And the result of this is the disaster that we are seeing. It is something that has got to permeate the consciousness of each of us and make for a demand that something be done. Obama had it right. Trump has it entirely wrong. A man who was elected with fewer votes than his opponent by a lot, and we have him, and his perfidy in terms of his relationship with the Russians and everything else is just beyond belief. But we go on, and it all ties together. So when you ask me about climate change, yeah, climate change is a big part of it. But a big part of it is what happens when a democracy goes south.
And there were 10 candidates for the presidential nomination at a town hall in New York held on CNN talking about the climate crisis, each delivering their plans. They all believe in climate change and are all proposing ideas toward mitigating it. Perhaps one of the interesting things was Bernie Sanders asked whether he would roll back these now Trump administration plans to overturn requirements on energy-saving light bulbs. He delivered an emphatic answer, Alan. He said, duh.
That's right. He also called the president an idiot. But that's what Bernie's known for. He's known for telling the truth as he sees it. And I have to say that based on what he says, you know, I agree with him.
Keep hearing about this candidate who's actually from our region, Andrew Yang, Alan. He said if he's elected president, he'll eliminate gross domestic product as a measure of national success and replace it with a system that includes environmental factors, quote, let's upgrade it with a new scorecard that includes our environmental sustainability and our goals, he said. Maybe someone who's under the radar, but they're on that stage.
Well, he's a very bright person. It might not be the president of the United States. I don't want to count anybody out, but it doesn't look promising for him. But he certainly would have a place in a progressive administration. That's for sure.
Let's go from there, Alan, over to England, where Brexit, the headlines. Brexit's doomsday politics mean voters may be last chance to resolve crisis. A looming election seems to offer the last political mechanism left and the brawl over leaving the European Union.
David, I don't think there's anywhere else to go except an election. And if there's an election, I suspect that the Brexit thing is going to end up getting reversed. Look, here's the way it is. Great Britain lost its worldwide preeminence, not entirely, but it doesn't have the colonies it had. It doesn't have the power that it had. It's still very important. It's a friend of the United States, and they've always been there with us. Well, not always. There was that small matter of the American Revolution, but they are as close to us as anybody or anything could be. And we feel for them as a country. We know that. However, the Brexit thing is just dumb. The idea that you would get out and you would leave farmers and everybody else at great risk. Where's the food going to come from? What about Ireland? What about all of that? It is a horrible mess. It seems to me that the only way out is to reverse Brexit. And if there's a parliamentary election, I think Boris Johnson, who is threatening this, is probably barking up the wrong tree because in the end, he's going to lose on this.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam, Alan, said today that the decision to withdraw an extradition bill that sparked months of demonstrations in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory was her government's own initiative to break the impasse and not Beijing's directive. The withdrawal of the bill meets one of the protesters' five key demands, but activists vowed not to yield until the government fulfills all of them.
David, we're not surprised by the fact that they're saying not enough, too late, because once your protests are working, David, you don't give up the power that you have gained. It's a dangerous game because obviously the Chinese can and will use their forces if they have to. They had a concept of one government and two different systems, and misstating it, but that's what it is. That's what the sort of semi-promise was when Great Britain gave up Hong Kong. But I have never seen anything politically like this absolute determination, including getting beaten up and anything else that happens, that the citizens of Hong Kong have shown here. I've always thought that if the United States got out on the streets a little bit more on things like climate change or some of the horrible things that this president has done, you would see a different kind of country. But the American people don't do that kind of thing. In Hong Kong, they do, and you see the results. And, by the way, there will be people who will suffer greatly as a result of it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Thank you.
And thank you, David. Always great to talk to you early in the morning.
You too.